Hello, hello.
Is this Joanna? Can you hear me?
Yes, it is. I can hear you just fine. Is this Jonathan?
It is Jonathan. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good. Well, first of all, Edgewood represent. Go Retrievers.
Hey, there we go.
Welcome home.
That's some history right there.
Yeah. Well, spare me telling your history. What's up?
Well, we're out here at the Baltimore Comic Con. I have an incredible desire to get back to my original community. This is a great opportunity. They don't usually have guests like me at this convention. It's more like for artists and for the comic book guys. And I fit in that world because I'm Jonah Hex on the DC shows. And I contacted him and talked to Brad, and he just said, you know, you just come out, man. I think people really appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
I'm at this convention for the next 3 days. My mom and dad just came up. We're going to set a booth up. I got all my memorabilia from, I mean, I have... I have a painting from the very first thing I ever did for Kiefer Sutherland. It's massive. We're going to put it up there. People will be able to see it. What is that? Well, that's a painting from a show that I did 20-some years ago. And then I have a bunch of different things that we collected over the years that people can check out. And there's autographs I'll sign for everybody and books that I wrote with Richard Chismar, also from Edgewood and also a retriever. So that's what's going on.
So it's cool to be back home. What are you most looking forward to other than meeting and greeting the fans here?
I'm really happy that I get to spend time with my folks. Hopefully Chismar will come out here. I'll get to spend some time with him. Just sit there with fans. You know, people have to come out. I know I have a little guy. It's hard to get out anywhere. But I think it'd be a lot of fun for everyone. What I've come to realize is people come to these conventions not so much to get the autograph, but to really enjoy the experience. That's why I'm really here, to enjoy the experience with everybody.
I used to work wall-to-wall baseball. I produced it. So I know Rick Dempsey, and I saw your first book, Rick Dempsey's Caught Stealing. Is that book part of your display there?
You want to hear something horrible? I have one friggin' book left.
Well, that's not horrible. That's good.
I have one book. I know. It stinks. I have one book. Someone can come get this one book. I was expecting Chismar's. I think he's getting more today, and then somehow I got to get him down here. But right now, I only have one.
Well,
we know someone came to the yards. We sell him at all the other Oriole ballparks, the minor league ones.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you have his jazz record? That was really my big question.
Of course, I got his jazz record.
I got the jazz record, too, and I've seen him out with the band. How amazing is he?
He's unbelievable. He's meant so much to me over these years. We've been such good friends. We've been trying to make this movie... called Caught Stealing for 20 years now.
So. Would you play Rick?
No, Rick told me the story. I actually got to go to Camden Yards. Me and Richard Chismar went inside the dugout, and Rick told us the story about his 1963 Little League coach. And his Little League coach, they won 13 games, they went to the World Series, and their coach was robbing banks in each one of the cities they went to. True story.
Oh, geez.
I know.
I have heard that story.
You have?
Well, yeah, because I worked with Rick.
We're making the documentary now with Mark Wahlberg. And hopefully we'll be able to turn it into a movie here shortly.
Well, that would be exciting to watch. I'll definitely catch that and then put it up on the shelf beside my jazz record. You also mentioned your little one, Camden. I mean, how much more Baltimore can you be?
So listen to this. So yesterday I found out that the Flash, Dustin, who plays the Flash on the CW, is an Oriole fan. So I contact him because I just did that Infinite Crisis. And my son is a huge Flash fan. And he sent a video because he found out that Camden was named after Camden Yards in his outfit to my son. And he just wouldn't believe the expression from my little six-year-old. He just couldn't even believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awesome.
That's adorable. That's too much. But not only Camden, then you got married down the ocean. I mean, you are so Baltimore, and it is just so cool to have you here. And you mentioned the Infinite Crisis. What other work, upcoming projects can we expect to see from you coming out soon?
Something called A Different Kind of Hero with Terrence Howard and RJ Mitty from Breaking Bad. I just finished. I don't know exactly when it's coming out, but it'll be coming out next year sometime. Let's see, I have another movie. Oh, I did a movie with Ty Sheridan and Ana de Armas, which is going to be a phenomenal film called The Night Clerk. John Guiziamo, Helen Hunt, some really fantastic actors, and it's going to be a really good piece. And now I'm about to go do another piece from the director of A Different Kind of Hero down there in Georgia, and then from there I go do another film called Blue Ridge. So I'm getting busy. I'm always getting busy.
Well, you have an incredible body of work already and an incredible lineup of amazing actors and actresses that you've worked with through the years. So it's no surprise that you're listing all these big names that you've worked with. And you also work with a couple of charities like noticeability.org for dyslexia And then Rain, which is with Tori Amos, that's sort of her charity thing. Do you know her? Is that a Baltimore connection, or is that just a coincidence?
She's not from Baltimore, is she?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
She played at, like, the Peabody Conservatory.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. But you did. How did you not know that?
Man, I tell you, sometimes I think I'm the only one from Baltimore. Tori Amos is from Baltimore. Wow. I had no idea she was from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Wow. That makes me love her music even more.
But you do work with Rain.
Yeah, she works with Rain. She's the spokesperson. I'm on the speakers bureau. Yeah, we did the PSA that came out about Won't Stay Quiet with all these sexual abuse survivors from all the different areas, from the gymnastic world to Hollywood to every community. Affects everybody. And the more we talk about it, the better off we'll be.
Well, I thank you for your work with both groups. And it's awesome to have you back in town representing Baltimore Comic Con, headlining for their 20th anniversary and being a hometown guy. And having so many awesome things going on here. Jonathan Schecht, Jonah Hex, in the DC Universe, which is, I mean, bounty hunting is always, it's such a cool gig, isn't it?
Yeah, just take out the bad guys.
Yeah.
My dad used to do that here in Baltimore. He was a Baltimore City cop for 30-something years.
Yeah, and we appreciate and thank him for his service, absolutely, because this town needs good people watching over it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of why I'm back. We need to represent, you know?
Yeah, put our best foot forward, and you are a face that we can certainly be proud of here.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, I look forward to coming down to Baltimore Comic Con, seeing you, seeing all the panels and everything else, seeing your table, and see if there's any more Rick Dempsey books out there.
I'm promised more, but Chismar keeps saying he can't get here. He can't get here. His son's come back from college, but I got to get him here. Everybody tell Richard Chismar to get on out to the Baltimore Comic Con. So we can sign some of these. We have about 4 books together. So I have them all here, and we can get some. We actually wrote a comic together called Heroes about fathers and sons, and we're really proud of it. We made it into a short film, and that's just one of the things that you can come down and check out. It's pretty amazing. So I look forward to seeing you.
Awesome catching up with you, and I'll be down at Baltimore Comic Con actually later today, and I think that's when I'm going to be swinging by for our little selfie action.
Okay, great. And, bring your guitar. Let's jam.
Bring my guitar. You know, I was keeping a ukulele in my locker for a while, but I won't be swinging home before I come down today. Maybe tomorrow I'll bring the uke down.
If anyone has a guitar to bring down to the Baltimore Comic Con, we're going to jam.
Okay. Sounds good. Jonathan Schecht at Baltimore Comic Con all weekend long. I'm Joanna Campbell, 100.7 The Bay.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's Baltimore Comic Con at the Baltimore Convention Center this weekend. Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5. Featuring Aaron Douglas, Tara Strong, Greg Sipes, Joel Stoffer, and Jonathan Schecht all weekend. Hundreds of comic creators all weekend long. Costume contest for adults Saturday, kids Sunday. Comics, cosplay, and fun all weekend long.